Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, 2 o'clock on a Friday. It's beautiful out, man. Hopefully some of you guys get to enjoy it. And I hope sincerely we're not going to bicker like the Golden Girls about stupid uniforms. But here we find ourselves at 2 o'clock, so.
Hey, you know what?
Hey, it's me. I'm the black host.
Guess what?
Here we are.
We got a winner on the board already.
What?
What's that last one say? Lions will have black in their jerseys.
Oh, congrats.
Yes!
All right, so how do you want to do this?
Oh, we'll just let it ride. Oh, you talking about the board or?
No, the show. My God. Not a stupid bet. I mean, go ahead. Like, I don't want to be, it's not positive or negative. It's just, do you like them? Like, I don't know another way to say it. I mean, if they win, I'm not going to care what they wear. That's how I would start the show. No uniform is awesome when you lose. Mm-hmm. And no uniform sucks when you win. So understand, I'm not emotionally moved by any of this, but like, what do I think of them? I'm largely underwhelmed.
Yeah, when I saw the blue and the white ones.
The white one's terrible because it has that stupid Detroit across the chest. They look like a college team. I don't need that.
Yeah.
The black is fine. People like it. I think the helmet's hideous. But whatever. If they wear them and it kicks someone's face in, I'm good.
Now, see, that was the only thing that I did like was the helmet that goes with the black, the blue with the black line on there. I'm like, okay, that was different enough that I haven't ever seen that before.
Sure.
Okay. You know what? I still like the helmet from last year. With the Mustang logo helmet. I wish they would have incorporated that into the team. But this helmet with the black jerseys, okay, you play a night game, a Monday night game, or a Thursday night game. Oh, I can
do whatever you want. Play well in them. You'll like them.
But it wasn't to me like, oh my goodness, did you see what the Lions did? The white jerseys and the blue jersey were a subtle thing that if somebody had the brand new jersey on and walked past me, I probably would not have noticed. It's like somebody getting their hair cut where you're like, wait, something's a little different here. Because in the crowd, when you see the history of Lions jerseys at Ford Field during the game, you're going to have some people with the newer ones on and you're going to be like, oh, okay, I can kind of see the difference in that. But I like the event more than I did the jersey.
Well, then that's not saying much.
So
okay, well, the biggest thing they did, they got rid of the god-awful WCF on the jersey.
Yeah.
That's a win. I'll take it. But no, do I love them? No. Do I think they knocked it out of the park? No, I do not.
Even but I'm not going to sit blue here. Face mask?
No, I wish they would have kept it silver. Like, I'm not, again, I'm not going to come on air and yell and scream about it, and I'm not going to, you know, be upset about it. But if you're at, like, we're here for our opinion, I'll just give it to you. No, I think they missed the mark. They're not timeless. They look like something I could change in 5 years again. So for me, you know, whatever. Just win.
Well, here's the funny thing. Here's the funny thing about the black jersey, because that's been the most polarizing thing, is a lot of people equate the black jersey with the team losing, the 0-16 team, and just bad times here in Detroit. But then when you hear, you know, Rod Wood come out there and say, hey, that was a reward. Dan wanted these jerseys. And I told him, if you win the division, I'll get you the black jerseys. And fortunately, they did. So we had them ordered.
Yeah, Rod the Bod was quick to make himself feel important there, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, I told him, all right, win the division and I'll give you your jerseys, football man. Like, all right, just take it easy, all right?
But yeah, I think it really boils down to the blue and the white ones. I think people... They're pretty much the same. The helmet, pretty much the same. It's the black jersey. That's where either you loved it or you hated it.
Well, I hated it. It's just
no,
blah.
No, hold on, David. Now, hold on. I don't want to make this negative.
I'm not negative.
Using a word like hate, hate.
Okay, it's just blah. It's just
okay.
Black.
So it just didn't hit the mark for you.
It did not at all. I like the helmet. I like the helmet.
I mean, that could be true.
I got a feeling. I got a feeling we're gonna be hearing that drop for a long time.
Carry on.
The helmet, the black and blue helmet, that combination is nice. But okay, wonderful, great. You're only gonna wear that with the black jerseys, which the black jerseys don't look great. So I'm not going to be all of that impressed.
If I had one of the uniform combos that I could get rid of and change, it would just be the white one. I don't like the Detroit on the chest. I think it looks very collegey or high school, and it's like, come on, man, just put the numbers on there and be done with it. The block numbers are cool. I'm good with it. I'm with Rico. Wish they would have altered the logo and used the prowling lion more. That's just I think it would look amazing on the shoulder. That's just an opinion. I'm not mad about it. But do I think these are jerseys you'll stick with for 30 years or 20? No, I don't. They just felt very whatever. And if the team's 14-3, they'll look beautiful. Mm-hmm. If the team bombs out and goes 7-10 in a rash of injuries, they'll look terrible. Really how this game works.
I don't think they'll become iconic. I think they'll be known as the Dan Campbell jerseys. When he was the coach, these were the jerseys that they wore. And when he's gone, they'll probably, you're right, they'll tweak it again. The one combination I'm just, please don't wear is the white jerseys with the blue pants. Just
what does that remind you of, Ron Rivers? What's your problem with the blue pants?
You know what? Yeah, just good call.
Hey, it's another Ron Rivers carry for 2 yards.
He's going to make you forget all about Barry.
Right.
Yeah, just go clean, go all white. I'm okay with that. But yeah, the blue pants. But other than that, yeah, I like the helmet. Unlike David, I actually like the helmet that goes with the black jerseys. Black jerseys, I don't really care either way for that.
Yeah, if the players like it and the coaching staff's fired up about it, I'm good with it. And that's for the players. It ain't for me.
No, and it's funny that you say that, Mike, because what you found out yesterday was we always want, like, well, you're only doing this to sell jerseys and you're doing it. The players do like it, because going back to 0-16, Dan Campbell was on that team. One of the first things he said when he got here, allegedly, was he wanted to bring back the black jerseys. He didn't care that they lost in those things. Players do like them. When you see players hanging out and wearing those things and taking pride in them, maybe they play a little harder when those jerseys go on. I mean, I don't want to bring up a bad topic for you, you've seen it when, like, at State, when State was wearing the all greens, and all of a sudden it just seemed like they could never lose in those things for a while because the players would get fired up about it. So, yeah, when you got that big-time game here at Ford Field, you put that on, and, you know, the Lions PR team's going to let everybody know, hey, it's going to be a blackout. Everybody wear black. Right. We're wearing the black jerseys. Man, you're going to love this thing.
It'll work. That's why I don't mean the – If you were looking for some stronger opinion, I don't have it. But I'm also not going to lie to you and say, oh, my God, bravo, A+. These are incredible. They're not. They just look very whatever. Little disappointed, but ultimately, doesn't matter. Team's going to be good. I'll move on. You can throw the white ones in the garbage. Those look awful. But let's get into it. I mean, it's about you guys. You're the one who's going to be buying your kids a jersey. Or maybe you're one of these dudes who does a custom jersey and it's like, hey, look, I'm wearing 69. You do whatever you like, okay? The point the point I'm making is it's about you guys. 248-539-9797.
Do these jerseys move the needle? Are you excited for them? Are you can't wait to get to the store to buy yours? Or were you a little disappointed in what you saw, that maybe the hype was there, but it didn't live up to the hype?
Biggest win for me is WCF off the jersey. There's no bigger stat. Don't matter. You won't see it. There is no bigger statement of losing than having those three letters on your sleeve. Yeah. Period. That's gone now. That's a win. Nice job by the organization, okay? I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, for anybody saying, well, you know, they were losing when they wore the black jerseys.
That doesn't mean.
Hey, newsflash, they lost in the blue jerseys. They've lost in white jerseys. They've lost in all their jerseys, okay? Right.
The black jerseys will probably end up looking sweet. The helmet, I could give or take. I don't love the helmet, but whatever. Again, Rico, you said it best. If they're playing on a Monday night and they're wearing the all blacks and they're drilling a team, yeah, it's weird how human psychology is, oh, those look sweet.
We need those.
Right. So I'm good with, I don't care. Mm-hmm. If they want to put black in the jersey, do whatever you like.
Yeah.
It's the base set. Are these some big improvement over the jerseys they had last year? No, not in my world. They're whatever. It's like they just chose a different MS Word font. Congrats. That's 2 years of R&D.
Well, they got one pride written inside the collar. And
ooh.
313.
What are we doing?
Ooh, the D.
What are we doing? Motor City. But let me say this, Rico, and I hear what you're saying. In the end, it doesn't matter. You're right. They've lost in every jersey they've ever worn, which is why I wanted them to go back into their history and wear something that they wore when they won, which was red. They wore that in the 40s and the 50s, and they won. And as a part of their color history, and I thought that they would bring that out a little bit, maybe even a stripe on the helmet or the pants, they didn't. I wanted something different. This is just
Dave, if you go red, you got to go full red. You got to go like.
They had red jerseys back in the day, so they could have.
I don't think people were ready for that.
You're probably right.
That would have been too much.
Ready for different.
That would have been too much of a shock because red flashy. It's not gritty. Black is gritty. Red is not. So sorry. That's not going to happen.
I mean, David went deep into the archive there. What are you, the team historian?
No, it's just that years ago when they said they were going to change something.
David 20-man.
I thought change meant change. Change meant change, not just 90s look.
Yeah, see, you know what? Maybe that's what it is. I do feel like it's very, like, it's easily replaceable. It felt like what you just did here is a lot like what the Jets did 5 years ago. And you go, well, those won't be around long. I just don't look at these and go, man, that's just timeless. It's classic.
You don't use the word iconic.
Nah, it's just whatever. Yeah. But then again, the other problem is it's hard to draw upon that when all you've done is lose. So, hey, man, if the players like them, that's the biggest thing. And they'll grow on me if they play well. And they won't be around long if they don't. That's just how it works. But all day we've heard it. You guys have big opinions on the uniforms. Go ahead. Fire away. What I'm not going to do is be Jim Costa, who lost his mind this morning yelling at people if they didn't like the black jersey. It's like, no, I don't know why you're dying on this hill. He's yelling. John's not talking. Bang up broadcast this morning. Hey, John, what do you think of the new sanctions against Michigan? I thought John left.
He was very opinionated this morning.
Okay.
Just not about that.
All right. So, we'll get some ticket texts. We'll get some phone calls. Got a lot of stuff to do today. And Rico is a year behind me in a sport. And I'm shocked. We'll get to it later. We're going to have some fun with it. But I am actually kind of bummed out. Because if Rico is coming to my side on something, that's really sad. I'll explain. It's nothing bad for you guys. It's just bad for Rico. Because I don't know what his life will be like without it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, David, give me a few ticket texts. We'll get to the callers, see if we can put this uniform stuff in the bag and move on to far more important things. What are people having to say here?
Black jerseys with the blue helmets are the coolest uniform combo the Lions have ever put out. Easily, in my opinion. I can't wait to see it on the field.
God bless. Go for it. I think the helmet is a one-off. If you collect helmets, yeah, you got to go out and get one, even if you don't like the damn thing. It is unique. They ain't never had anything like that.
And you have the opposite from Mike. The new uniforms are awful. The home and road looks like you got them from an East Bay catalog. The blacks make them look like the Carolina Panthers, and I don't want that. Black tops with blue pants are very clean. I love the look. Someone else says, I am not buying all the hype on the Lions. Just win. I agree, Mike. Doesn't matter what they wear. Mark from Howell.
You know what's funny? Going back to the one about the East Bay catalog, I often think that that's just like an easy knee-jerk reaction because every uniform pretty much looks like it came from an East Bay catalog, if you really think about it. There's not really that many iconic jerseys out there that you're like, wow, that's something. Not everybody's going to be the Chargers. Everybody else's jersey, very East Bay-ish.
I hate Detroit across the front of the jersey, too. If you need to say Detroit, is it really a recognizable jersey?
I just didn't see the need for it. Mm-hmm. But maybe that's the whole play on the whole, ooh, it's a Bronco. Here's an idea. Put the cars to the left and the footballs on the right, okay? I don't know why it says Detroit on the jersey. It looks collegey. It looks high schooly. Just put the damn numbers out there, man.
Well, someone is saying that a black helmet would have been better, and I agree with Mike about the Detroit on a white jersey. It looks little leaguish.
That's all I'm saying. And again, oh, he's nitpicking. Guys, this does not affect my Friday. I'm just shooting you straight. That's all.
Is there any other? I'm trying to think of, is there another NFL team that has like.
Yeah, the garbage can Falcons. What the Jets just got rid of.
Yeah.
Like the Commanders, like all of these knockoff franchises. Look what Arizona did this past year. while saying Arizona across the jerseys. It's just not something that NFL teams do. It's not. But it doesn't in the end. You won't notice it if you're up 38-10. It won't matter.
No.
Let's go to Jim, 97.1. Jimmy, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. So first of all, let me say I'm not in the NFL's target demographic anymore, right? With that being said, they're marking this to my son who's 20, but I think they went backwards. I loved what they did in 2017, silver on the numbers. The jersey was clean. There wasn't a bunch of lines. Not with your point withstanding, Mike, the WCF was still on there, right? The one thing I think they really missed is the blue helmet I'm okay with, but why did you take away the prowling lion? They had the blue helmet from last year. Just leave that helmet just like it is. And I'm also with you. I do not want to see the blue pants with the white jersey.
Yeah, Rico's got some PTSD on that one.
It just that. Now that's the uniform combination to me that just screams, we're about to lose this game.
That's Aaron Gibson, Juan Roque, Ron Rivers, like you guys said. Wow. That is right. You could see the sweat stain.
Oh my God.
Jim,
Juan Roque, Arizona State. What a pull by you, Jim. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm okay. Yep.
The confidence level just goes, you know what? No, they're wearing this today. Yeah.
Jim is here to play today. If you had Juan Roque on your bingo board, congratulations.
Gibson, Aaron Gibson.
Tipping the scales at 700 pounds.
You know what? No, no, no. We found something here. You know nobody else wants him. No, no, that's because we know he's 450 pounds and he's just going to be an unmovable force. Or he just won't ever make the field.
Off the couch. Go to Keith, 97.1. What's up, Keith?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey.
What's going on?
Not much. Honestly, with Rico's comment about, white on white, being clean, I'll be honest with you. To me, it looks like you're wearing a pair of long johns. Like, you could have a couple buttons and a flap on your backside. Like, I would truly like to, look at a study to find out, what playoff teams have actually won, wearing white on white. It looks horrible to me. Like, I don't think white on white is a good look at all.
I mean, I've often liked it, Keith. I've always said they look clean. I never thought long johns. I'm trying not to ever get that picture in my head again.
What, with the buttons on the ass?
Keith
painted a vivid picture.
Nah, but I've always liked just uniforms. Maybe it's just if you go with the white jerseys and gray pants, but the blue pants just never did it for me.
He got a real problem with these blue pants, David. I mean, he is all over. That's about the 17th time he said it.
No, you know what
minutes.
I like? When they went go blue on blue, the whole thing, I like that.
You like the Smurfs kit?
The Smurfs, yes.
Okay.
But the white on blue?
Listen, if they're wearing a white jersey with blue pants in the NFC title game and they win 24-20, you're not going to hate the blue pants.
Jermaine Crowell.
Wow. Oh, Jesus. I mean, we're one step from what's your favorite off-brand Lions player? 248. Jeez, man. I was a big Teddy Lehman guy.
Stephen Boyd.
Right. What the hell is going on here? Juan Roque and Jermaine Crowell's knee cartilage in the same segment? David, give me a ticket text or two, and then we'll get to football today. Because if you're excited to talk uniform, we'll do it. I think it's talked out. We know we had to dedicate a couple segments, have a little fun with it, and then there's just other stuff to get to. But if you're all in on it and you're pumped up, great. If you're super upset, I'm sorry. I don't know what to say. Go ahead.
Lions should have gone full Oregon with four different helmets, jerseys, and
pants. League doesn't let you do that. Thank you for participating.
I love the jerseys. They fixed the goofy numbers font, and it easily, the refs can see it now. So now we can report and be eligible. That is being in Kalamazoo.
The number was a real problem there. The Lions got too cute on that play. They got screwed. But make no mistake, they tried to do a Belichick there.
The writing is so dumb on all the jerseys. You have Cleveland getting rid of it, the Jets getting rid of it, Falcons getting rid of it, and Detroit says, thank you, I'll take it.
Right, I just don't like it. That's just it's a personal thing. I don't like that, and I don't like white helmets. Like, those are the two things for me. And, like, State fans get all mad at me because, they're iced out. Super. I don't like them.
Mike just hates the whites.
Honestly, I do. Hate everybody. No. I don't discriminate. If you're an idiot, you're an idiot. I don't care where you come from. And I don't like the white helmets. I never have. The only one, hold on. The only white helmet I ever liked. You know the one.
The state?
The giant Gruff's party on
Gruff, there. Yeah.
That was it.
Didn't like the one with the state written on it?
I'm fine with it, right. But I don't need it. Wear a green helmet. Wait, please. That's where Michigan does get it right. They wear the same helmet. Like, if you're state, the helmet's got to be green.
I like the white
one. Okay, that's great.
I like the all iced out one. Unfortunately, they'll never wear it again because that was the Michigan game where everything was white and they got into the fight and somebody hit somebody with the helmet. And they'll probably never bring that one back.
Who cares? Bring it back.
I would.
Go send one.
Just,
Just here, we should make Eli Savitt the honorary captain that day. We'll bring him out. We'll present him. You know, like when the donors used to be there and they'd present them with the Spartan helmet. Be like, here you go. Thank you for railroading us.
Signed by everybody.
Here's a sign.
Signed by the famous six. There you go.
Kari Crump for the opening coin toss.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, this is where it begins. A.J. Brown has changed his social media to a picture of Tom Brady. Reports he cried on draft night when the Patriots didn't take him and drafted. Anyone want to guess? Absolute bum. Torched MSU. N'Keal Harry. The point is... In today's world, when a player changes or deletes their social media, it's the equivalent of firing their agent. Mm-hmm. Guys, non-zero chances A.J. Brown getting traded this week. We saw DeMonte Smith get his money. Philly can't keep everybody all the time. A.J. was livid down the stretch last year. Is A.J. Brown going to be a Patriot?
I don't think so, Mike. I think this is the new NFL way of throwing a tantrum at the grocery store because your parents won't buy you your favorite cereal. So I'm going to delete you from all social media and act like I don't know what everybody's talking about. It's a play. It's to get, I guess, people angry at the team and make it seem like it's the team's fault. But in the end, the team still holds all the cards. So unless they get a deal, he'll be back.
Rico says no. David.
Based on the locker room issue at the end of the year, based on this, I'm going to say he gets traded.
Okay. Yeah. I just had to start because nothing brings joy to Rico's life, not even the good word of Jesus, like social media. And that was for you, buddy.
Oh, wow.
David?
I have another social media, David. I don't know if you have it from a former player of yours, if you want to save that for later.
No, bring it on in.
Well.
Bring it on in.
Another Brown?
Antonio Brown.
What happened?
Yeah. Antonio Brown has been blocked by Caitlin Clark for saying some things that, man, let's put it like this. I think something happened when he took that hit against the Bengals.
No, it don't think it did. Antonio Brown, pre-perfect and post-perfect are two different people.
Yeah.
What did he do?
He basically said
Caitlin Clark looks like Cousin It.
Oh, Christ.
She needs to get.
I don't need to hear anymore. You know what? She has every right to block him.
Yeah, like,
why write that?
Wait, then. He posted the block and said, look at this, and blocked me.
That's great. She's going to go out and make $10 million from Nike. You're unemployed and are absolutely going to end up broke.
It was just totally inappropriate, the stuff that he was saying.
Welcome to social media, and Rico supports it. So there you go.
It's David? All my fault. No, I got you.
Oh, Mike. Back to you. Yes. Go ahead.
To me, on me. Mike, here's one for you, talking draft.
Sure.
The Giants have brought in two quarterbacks for pre-draft visits. Giants hosted quarterbacks Bo Nix
and Spencer Rattler. They brought them in, maybe looking at taking somebody in the second round. Thoughts, my friend?
My Sundays will be very open. I can just watch the Lions, and that'll be all. Rico, I have no faith. If Spencer Rattler is the starting quarterback of my team, you're going to need to call my dad every weekend to make sure he's okay.
Yeah, Spencer Rattler, they think, is either a day two or day three quarterback, but they could go after, bring him in.
Wow, what a blessing.
Because there's no pressure, because Daniel Jones is there, he doesn't have to start right away.
Yes, he does. Daniel Jones stinks. I'm going to pass on that entire question. Next.
All right, here's one for you. Instead of the draft, let's talk playoffs, okay? I'm going to give you a list of teams that made the playoffs that weren't there before.
Okay.
You know. And then I want you to tell me some teams that made the playoffs last year.
That won't make it this year. Oh, this won't set up for one of his stupid egomaniacal receipt segments.
No, this isn't.
Kenny, let's walk into a rake.
That's next week, Michael.
Go ahead.
All right. Six new teams that could be in the playoffs this year. The Atlanta Falcons.
Yes. Got a quarterback, got a chance. Only thing that held them back the last two was no quarterback play. So I'll say yes.
Weak division, yes.
This one's easy. Cincinnati Bengals.
Yes. Joe Burrow's not dead. They're back.
Yes.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
No. They would have to win the division. I don't think they do.
So I lean David here.
Yeah.
They had it put together first year under Peterson, and then last year And that division is getting tougher.
Yes.
It's no longer a cakewalk. It goes through Houston. The Colts are no pushover. Yeah, I'll say no. I can't believe it.
The Seattle Seahawks.
No. Regime change, total roster overhaul. No. Okay. No.
The New York Jets.
Yes. I'll say yes.
That's personal growth for me.
I think Buffalo stinks. Yeah. I think the Dolphins have a lot to prove, and the Patriots need help getting out of bed. So I'll say yes, and I will let my personal animus for that franchise and its loser fans, I'll put it to the side. Yes.
No.
Thank you for saying that. It filled my soul with joy.
The Tennessee Titans.
No, next. Homeless.
Yeah, no way.
Homeless. No credit score. No. The answer is just no. You are not pre-approved for a playoff spot. Okay. No.
Okay. So teams that made the playoffs that may not this year. Mike, okay. You've already brought one up. Let's start off. Buffalo Bills. Will the Buffalo Bills make the playoffs this year?
I'm going to say no. Again, wide receiver room is empty. The defense has been gutted. It feels like a retooling. The best receiver on their team right now is what? The kid from Boise State, Shakir?
Yeah, I think that they're definitely going wide receiver in the first round.
They congrats. Now you're dealing with a rookie. I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no as well.
I think David's division could have three playoff teams.
I'm so glad you said it, because that's where I was leaning. I wanted to kind of tease people.
And it's gonna reduce what happens in the other divisions. I think the AFC North could absolutely have three playoff teams.
And let me say it like this. It may not include my Steelers.
Well, I changed the may to won't, but yes.
But yes. I don't want people thinking I'm just saying Steelers. No, it probably won't be.
Go ahead. Why are you giggling?
Because I know the list.
So you're Alex Trebek. I have a cue card. You don't. Doesn't make you smart.
Excellent.
Just makes you a Canadian smarmy man.
No, being smart makes me smart. All right, Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh Steelers.
No.
Pains me to say it. No.
Not everyone on the Browns will die. Ravens are the Ravens, and Burrow's healthy. It's not that the Steelers are bad. It's that division is brutal.
Right, but every year it seems like you count out the Steelers, and every year they're like, hi, it's me again. We may not win it all, but we're going
to
be in the playoffs.
They would have to get to 10 wins. I don't think they can get to 10 wins.
Okay.
also, with the example you just made with the Steelers, I was going to say something mean about Kenny, but I didn't. Personal growth.
Okay.
Sunny on a Friday.
The Cleveland Browns.
They're in. That defense alone can carry them. And if they are, both tackles don't die. If Nick Chubb's leg is not on backwards. And again, Deshaun Watson, if he's just slightly above average, I'm backing the roster. I'll say they're gonna get in.
David?
Yeah.
He hates him, and I respect that.
Thanks, John. I'm going to say no for Cleveland because I don't think that Deshaun Watson, I think his better days are behind him. I expected so much more last year and got nothing. I don't know what happened in that time that he took off from football. I mean, we know, but I'm saying he never regained what he used to be on the football field. So I'm going to say no for that. Tampa Bay.
No.
Yeah, no.
OC is gone. It just, the roster itself, another year older, and I don't buy that they're going to fake their way in. Division got tougher. I'm going to say no to it.
You're saying no?
I'm saying no.
Okay. Finally, the Los Angeles Rams.
Yes. I think Stafford, with those wideouts and those weapons, and now a star running back in Kyren Williams, he'll drag their ass over the finish line. I think they could be a wild card again. I'll say yes.
I'm going to say no. I got to see what that defense becomes without Aaron Donald.
He wasn't even any good last year.
I know he wasn't.
See, I'm going to say no as well. Because
Rico has no one making the playoffs.
I guess I believe in Seattle a little more than I do the Rams.
Because you got that bone for Geno Smith. You've never stopped. This man is your person. It's like your opus. Yeah, Rico watching Geno Smith.
All right, Mike. And lastly, just for you. David, do I got enough time for one more? All right, just for you, Mike.
Yeah, what?
With all the stuff going on in Kansas City with their wide receivers and with Rashi, right? Did Kadarius Toney get bumped up? Like, is he now the new guy? Simply because he's the only one that didn't do anything.
97-1.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right. Top of the hour. I don't know, whatever that is, 9 minutes. Draft, we have a question that we just started to explore yesterday. And every Lions fan has an opinion on this. I will frame the question, and it's this or that. It's very simple. And I want to see if we can find consensus. But I want to get a few ticket texts. And Rico, I have something for you. You and I have, I've manifested something that I don't want to happen, but I believe is going to happen. And now media reports are hinting it's going to happen right here in this city. David first.
Okay.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, some people are answering your question about the playoffs, these teams. Someone says, Bengals are not back. Seattle will be awful, and the Jets won't be as good as everyone thinks because Aaron Rodgers isn't who he used to be.
And you just hate
it. A2 and Tecumseh says, I'll give you one. You're overlooking the Titans. Titans will make the playoffs. Only thing I don't like is them getting rid of their coach.
How about no quarterback?
Thank you. And if you don't like getting rid of their coach, how would you think they're going to make the playoffs?
But, not a big Will Levis fan?
No.
I'm not. No, not at all. Then I'll read this one from John in Grosse Pointe Woods. Says, I've never liked the black jerseys, and they're no different now. I love the Honolulu Blue jerseys, and white jerseys should be silver and gray.
All right. According to respected media outlet, the Philadelphia Inquirer, several NBA executives believe Tobias Harris is landing with the Detroit Pistons in free agency. Woo.
Wait. Okay. Now,
I still love you. That clip is amazing. So
tell
listen.
Me you don't care without telling me you don't care.
So I just wanted to set this up now. For 6 weeks, I've been saying this.
You have.
The only free agent who's dumb enough to take your money will be a guy who's 32, who's not a 1, 2, or 3 on a good team, whose team does not want him back. And you will so egregiously overpay him, probably to the tune of $400 at $200. Here's your offseason. You're going to pay Tobias and you're going to extend Cade. 28.
And hire a new basketball president thingy or whatever.
28 and 54 downloading. Okay? Just.
Oh, not only that, Mike, I expect full he's back billboards throughout the town.
Maybe they'll get Boban so they get to hang out.
Oh, yeah, why not?
Do you believe what I've been saying is going to happen? Philadelphia Inquirer, yeah. Belief around the league, Tobias is going to be a Piston.
Yep. Pistons need to, yeah, either Tobias or Draymond. It's one of those two. I'm not happy with either. But you know one is going to happen because the Pistons need something to sell to their fans to try to get season ticket holders. Because the hardest job in the world right now has to be the person who picks up the phone and says, hey, do you want to renew your Pistons season tickets for next season? That's got to be the hardest job. You know how many times you get hung up on? Think about that. Your bonuses is if you can get 10 people to say yes, you get a bonus.
Yay! Wow. All right. David, I just wanted to pass along that news and note from the Philadelphia Inquirer.
This is depressing. Because as a Pistons fan, I see no hope.
No.
I see no direction. I don't know what to believe. I guess I can just ignore them now. Tobias Harris will be the answer of the offseason.
At age 33.
No, thank you.
Wait. Maybe, would you be happier with Klay Thompson?
Is wheelchair sold separately? Jesus, dude. I'm sorry, but Klay's done, and he's had a couple major injuries. Like, hey, no. Hall of Fame career, but he's done.
You know that. David, you know that. I know that. But they need to sell some tickets.
Look, here's what's going to happen.
You bring in Klay Thompson, we got half the Splash Brothers here in
Detroit. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to hire the Bucks GM because he's losing his job because they made the Dame trade. Dame and Giannis don't like each other, and Dame don't want to be there.
Dame, come here?
No. You'll hire the Bucks GM because he don't have nowhere to go. He'll probably pop Troy, and then their big move will be like, look, we can get free agents now.
Wait. So he pops Troy. Troy picks him up from the airport.
Right. Dan.
On the way back. Yeah, you know what, Troy? You can stay in the car.
Troy, stop the car. Rolls the body right out the door, right. And he keeps driving back to the practice facility. And then
yeah, leave the gun, take the conies.
Look, we came in, and Cade believes in us, and we got free agents, and that's going to be your offseason. Hope you're ready. Oh, and you'll probably draft some 19-year-old Euro trash bag in the draft who won't be ready to play for 3 years.
So, no, I could see Tobias or another name just to say, hey, we're trying.
I'd root for Draymond for radio purposes.
Really?
Oh, it'd be hilarious. He'd kill everyone.
He would.
Draymond would have to get booked into county. He'd murder his teammates. Yeah. You think he's going to go play from playing in Golden State to come in here with this circus?
Right, because he wouldn't have anybody who could just stop him.
He'd kill somebody.
There's no Steph who he knows, okay, if I tick off Steph, I'm fired.
Put that Jordan Poole video on loop. That's your pregame. He'll kill someone.
They got to bring in something. But somebody like that, Tobias.
Here comes Tobias.
Former Piston.
And the Cade extension. I hope you're ready for 28 wins, everybody.
You know what? I'll take 28 wins.
No, everybody. You will not. That's even worse.
Like it beats 14. You doubled what you, and you can sell it. We doubled what our output from last year.
You sound like a Wings fan. It still doesn't net anything.
I'll take that.
Wow. We really have bottomed out, haven't we? This poor town. All right. Draft question. Oh, it is. We'll take that city.
So, Kadarius Toney.
I'm not doing it. Not doing it. Might be my least favorite player in the history of sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.